On this episode of TJ Talk, we sparked the conversation with special guest Mishi to discuss her new self-published book, Blue, organization tips for the multifaceted, supporting fellow entrepreneurs within your same niche, what does it mean to finally make it, pretending on social media, and motivation to reach your goals even when the doubt and anxiety are trying to hold you back. We love this conversation with this queen, and we hope you all enjoy. And if you haven't already, make sure you love on somebody today, even if that somebody is you.
All right. So what's up, girl? How you doing?
Girl, I'm good. I'm really good. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you. I know that, like you said, through this whole period, I guess, like you said, the last time we talked was about a year ago. So many of, I'm so proud, you know, to see your growth and everything, you know, so many of the things that you talked about, you know, a year ago, they've actually come to fruition. You've actually seen them through. And like you said, you can see the progress on your Instagram, on your social media, on all of your platforms, you know, because girl, you all over the place, and that's a beautiful thing. So excited to have you here. So, of course, to get started here on the Melon and Mike, we want to know, what did you do to love on somebody today?
What did I do today?
Today.
Mm-hmm. today.
Like this day, because you should do it every day.
Oh, actually, I did. So I live further out now from my job. And so I have to wake up like certain amount of times to give myself, you know, some time to prep for the day and have enough time to make it to work. So we've been having like different things going on at work right now, different situations where people are having to be pulled out of their classrooms and different things like that. And so one of my best friends, she works with me, and she decided to pick up the slack in the mornings and do like the really early shift, and then like, and so it's like early shift and then everything else she has to do until she gets off. And it's nice because like my boss also asked me to do this, but I was I don't know if I'm gonna be able to manage that time difference now. And so my best friend basically was like, all right, like I'll pick up the slack. So today I was like, you know what, I'm gonna buy you Starbucks, treat you like whatever you want. It's on me, because I love you, first of all, and I love you for taking this opportunity to just love on me and be like, I love you too much to like have you do this. So I was like, I want to love on you and make sure you know that you're appreciated, and like I really appreciate you and I love you. So I did that, and then I bought another coworker some Chick-fil-A for breakfast. So I loved on a couple of coworkers today, since it's been a little crazy already this year.
Okay. Let's see. For me, I guess I can also claim my best friend today. Checked on her again today before she got her work day started. Her birthday's coming up this weekend, so ran a few errands for her. I know she's watching, so I can't get into full detail. But ran a few errands for her today. So yeah. I'm excited for this weekend. I hope it doesn't like rain too much and we get like super stuck. But even so, we gonna make some shake. Okay, Mishi. So to get into it, can you tell our followers who is Mishi? First of all, I am located in Houston, so a lot of people think that a lot of my guests are also in Houston, but I know you are not. So can you also tell the people where you are from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm located in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Chattanooga, Tennessee. I said that really fast, so I was like, what? Tennessee. And yeah, well, Mishi, the me, I am a poet, a motivational speaker, I'm a model. Like you said, I'm kind of all over the place. I told myself, I'm going to hold myself down to one thing. And God was like, no, you got other areas
that I'm doing. Sounds like me, because sometimes I really try. I'd be like, okay, today we're just gonna focus on this one thing, but then I can be in the middle of that and have an idea for that thing over there, and I'd be like, okay, well, I'm finished, I'll just add that over there.
Yes.
And then they see y'all working on like three projects at one time.
Me, literally. So those things are like the main things I do, but again, like I said, I'm also a teacher, and I'm like learning to like embrace that part of me. I feel like I'm like, yeah, I'm a teacher. Like I say like, oh, that's like my 9-to-5. Like what I really am is a creative. But then I think like, no, like teaching is like a crucial part. Like you really have a lot of influence among like not just children, but sometimes like that area and gift can be take like used also for like, again, like other things for like adults. Like, so I can do like workshops and different things. And I didn't realize the translation until more recently. And I was like, no, yeah, I need to claim teacher more often because that's what I am. So yeah, that's a lot of things. But yeah, poet, motivational speaker, oh, blogger, model, teacher. Here I am.
Published author.
See, I forget things. People are like, you published a book. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, I did.
You did. So you published a book under your brand, Mishi Writes. So you stated that you have a plethora of different creative avenues that you use, and particularly, as I stated, Mishi Writes is also a blog. So how did you get started as a blogger?
Oh man, I started blogging, goodness, back in college, and it was kind of, I mean, you know, college, like you're in school, so it's like, I think I'm a blog every day or every week, and that jump turned into like every few months because you're so busy. And then after college, I really started focusing more on the blog. I was like, you know what, like people literally do this for a living, like this is all they do, and I'm like, how do they do that? Maybe it's just the consistency thing. So I started doing this thing that summer, and I wrote every single day, and I was like, let me just see what happens, because I don't believe this whole thing where it's like consistency is key. I mean, I get it, like you do have to be consistent, but I was like, I don't know about the blog thing. And in those months, like literally, and I would just write about anything. It's just crazy. I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna write, like my life isn't that exciting right now, I don't know. But I did. I wrote every single day, and then I dropped it because I was like, Sunday's going to be my rest day. So I wrote every day for 6 days a week, and then I realized there was so much growth in that, not even just in the following, but also like in me. And I was like, wow, like this really does make sense. Now, because I just claimed all those other titles, like I don't blog every day like I used to, but I do it like once a week still, because I'm like, at the core, this is where I began, and I really want to honor that because I grew a lot, like within that time period of just me writing my thoughts and writing about little things that happened, and realize how much that small event or small thing or just like meeting a stranger like really just impacted my day or whatever. So that's how the blog started. And I feel like it didn't become Mishi Writes technically until like the end of 2018. I rebranded. And then I know Mishi Rice is kind of like a general, they're like, it's kind of a general name, but really like, I don't know. It just, something settled right in my soul with it. And I was like, yeah, that's what I do. Even though I do all the other things, like at the core of who I am, I'm a writer. And so Mishi Rice was born like 2019, like the official brand was born 2019, and we've just been going ever since. So.
Okay, so what made you decide to use like a blogger platform versus being like a YouTuber or somebody that's on Tumblr or something like that?
Yeah. Well, for one, like, it's interesting that you asked that, because I've thought about YouTube, and I've tried YouTube, and like, I was like, I think it'll be great to add the visual aspect, like, people want to see me, you know, and like, I think it's very powerful, like, words are powerful, but visual is too. But I'm not gonna lie to you. They're like, because I'm a writer, like I can crack out a blog and be like, yeah, and edit that thing and like put my tags in, and then boom, it's posted. YouTube is like, all right, cool, we got the footage, but now I gotta edit it, and now I gotta replay it, and now it's not gonna download, and now it's just like things like, and I don't want to sound like I'm lazy, because I do work for my craft and stuff, but it's like, I feel like right now with where I am with like my job and everything else, it's like at the core and like prioritizing things, I want to prioritize my words more right now. And then the visual aspect, you can catch me on Instagram for that, because YouTube is just a lot, and Tumblr is cool too. I kind of do like post on Tumblr, but it's mostly just everything that's on Instagram gets posted to Tumblr. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, you can follow me on Tumblr if you're more of a Tumblr person. It's all the same stuff, really. So
I had a Tumblr once in like high school, and I never could figure out how it worked. So it probably still exists out there in the universe, but I don't ever think I used it.
But yeah, I just feel like words specifically, I've been writing since I was like in middle school, like fictional writing, and then now I'm doing more like real life nonfiction writing, and I don't know, that's just who I am. I just feel more comfortable in that. And that, not to say I'm not comfortable with this, because here I am talking to you on video. But again, it's just like, geez, like, right, send it off. And it's for videos take so long. And by the time I'm done with it, it's like, it's been 3 weeks since I did this video. It's not relevant anymore. Yeah, exactly.
So, who would you say your target audience is for your art?
Oof. I hate saying this because I know there are so many people, especially people on here, if they're like big, like on the brands and like all this stuff, brand managers and stuff, they're always telling you your target audience isn't everyone. You can't say that. You have a target audience. Blah, blah, blah. And I see that and I'm like, I say that? And I know it's probably wrong. It's probably holding me back a little bit. But honestly, like, in my mind, I never do something and then feel bad about it if, for instance, like, wow, only one person was on my live. Or, oh, only five people liked this video. I never, like, I can get down about it. But then in my mind, I'm like, if at least one person needed to hear that, if at least one person needed to read what I had to say and what I had to write, that's a win in my book. So literally anything that I write, anything that I do, like, it really is just out there for anyone to really just take in. And if they needed it, that's amazing. That's a blessing. And so honestly, yeah, I try to target myself at the beginning more to like women and like, you know, women my age, or even like teenage girls, because I feel like I needed so much guidance at that age. And even now, as almost a 27-year-old woman, I still need like that womanhood, that just sisterhood. I need that in my life. And I do still have it, but like, you know, life happens. You don't get to like, do. And so I feel like but it's just so important. And I did, even growing up, did have like women figures, my mom, my stepmom in my life, small group leaders who just like really poured into me. And so I feel like, if anything, a lot of my writing will go towards the woman, will go towards, you know, just us, because I feel like we just need each other. And a lot of the time we tear each other down a lot. But like, and it's such a cycle. It's like, oh, we need each other, but she looking at me funny, or she, you know, she hate me. Right. And it's like all this stuff. And it's like, no, we really need to come back to the core of like, no, we really do need each other, no matter what we look like, where we're from, what's going on. Like,
right. Which class of black you decide that you want to define yourself, or all black. Or whichever skin, whether you light skin, dark skin, brown skin, chocolate skin, caramel skin, red bone, yellow bone.
Long hair, short hair. Like, that's another thing. We could get into a whole thing about all of that.
Girl,
like,
I know. Do people often ask you if your hair is real?
Yes.
Is that an offensive question?
I feel like growing up to me, like, I hated my hair growing up. So anytime, like, someone asks me questions about my hair, I feel like now it's coming to the point where I'm like, okay, like, it's not that big of a deal, yo. Now, when I started to really start loving my hair, it was kind of like, oh, this is cool. People think my hair's cool, whatever. Now it's just like, okay, I'm getting tired of it. Like, we don't need, it's just something on my head, yo. You got it too. It's different, but we don't need to like harp on it. Hold on, y'all. I'm so sorry. Hello?
That's the cutest thing.
Hello?
We're so keeping that for the podcast.
I'm on the podcast. I'm literally live on this podcast, baby. It's okay. I love you too.
Oh, I'm here for it. Oh, Black Love. You're going to cry. Well, I cried everything.
Girl, me too. Ever since I turned 25, it was like 25 and on. It's like, I cried everything. I literally almost cried just then, because I saw his message pop down and I was like, I can't answer it. I'm live. And I told him I had a podcast tonight. He'd be worried about me. It's because we're in the new apartment and I gave him this book that's like thriller mystery, and now he's scared. He's like, lock the doors, close the blinds, all this stuff. So I think he got nervous, y'all. My bad. Okay.
Oh, they talked to that's so cute. Oh my goodness.
Oh my god. That's my man. I love him, y'all.
Hey, that's okay. To get back on topic. So as far as Mishi writes, like you said, mm-hmm. it started prior to even receiving the final name of Mishi writes. It started out just as a simple idea. So what does it look like now versus what you want it to look like in the future?
Okay, so now it's definitely, like, again, I'm balancing, like, teaching and this. And I think I'm learning more to, again, embrace the teaching side and not just be like, you know, I'm a full-time creative, but I teach it. So I've got a schedule. I've actually got a schedule. So, like, certain days, it's like, okay, I'll focus on poetry this day, then I'll do a blog this day. It's, like, very concise for me right now and very strict. Because I feel like if I don't put myself on a strict schedule, like, it's not going to get done. And I feel like, I feel like I always have set things in mind, and then life happens. Like, I moved. You never get to it. So it's like, I was doing, especially in the summer, I was doing, like, different photo shoots, and I still want to get back to that. Because, again, like, I am loving the visual aspect of how pictures tell stories too, and that's something that I kind of delved into in this spring and summer, and so again, I want to do more photo shoots in the future, as long as, you know, time works with that. But I do want to be able to, like, again, just do more, I guess, visual and writing together, and I do that a little bit on Instagram too, but just, like, actually do that more full time. And I'm, like, biting my tongue right now because I have a plan, y'all. I have a plan. But I don't want to reveal it yet because I'm just praying on it. I'm praying on it.
I feel you.
I'm waiting for God to be, like, I feel like he already gave me to go ahead, but it's, like, you know, you got to just move in silence when they tell you to move in silence.
So I feel you. Sometimes the conversation is between you and God only. And yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But, yeah. Right now, it's, like, part-time creativity. Future, I definitely want this to be, like, a full-time thing. Like, this is all I do daily basis to where, yeah, I still have a schedule, but it's, like, I can free flow with it now because I have the time. Instead of, like, no, I got to be at work. But then we could create on the weekend or something, you know? So, yeah, that's what it is right now.
Okay. So, I love it. So, with your creation, like you said, you are now a published author because you created your first published book. So, it was, as you said, it was self-published?
Yes, I did. Self-publishing on Amazon.
So, can you clarify what that means for the people?
Okay, so that basically means that I did not seek out a publisher or a publisher did not seek out me. I went dead on that website and was like, okay, I wrote everything, I uploaded everything, and I formatted everything. I do all the work. Self-publishing, meaning you do it all yourself, minus the printing. Amazon did the printing. But yeah, everything else was me. And so, Yeah, it took a while. It's crazy because I feel like the writing took the longest, obviously, because I'm like ruminating. And then the self-publishing, it just took a while because of the formatting. Like, everything, it was like, I had all of it written perfectly. And then once you get it onto, like, a two-page format, it's like lines will start to, like, blend in together. And then it's like the chapters don't make sense because, like, pages are skipping. And it takes a long time and a lot of patience. But I'm grateful for it because I have a book now out there. in the ether on Amazon, and it's something that I always, like, wanted to do as a kid. I want to publish a book, and I did it. So
me too. You're so inspirational. So you are totally inspirational. Like, I think it's amazing. So what was the inspiration behind the cover art?
Okay, so honestly, I feel like I didn't know what the cover art was going to be until, like, I started formatting everything. And if you look at it, I don't know if I purposely did this or it was just, like, a subconscious thing. But I absolutely love Kehlani's album, You Should Be Here. And
see, it gave me Jhené Aiko vibe.
Yes,
like Chasing Souls, I think. Sailing Souls.
Sailing Souls. Yes.
I see the Kehlani. I see you should be here. I see it. I see it.
So it's crazy because people, like, they interact with me and they're like, you've got this, like, Kehlani, Jhené Aiko vibe. And I knew more about Kehlani before I knew about Jhené. And then I found out about Jhené and I was like, oh, yes, I love her. but yes. So my sister actually is the artist behind the cover. And I went to her and I was like, this is what I'm envisioning. And she was like, I honestly will say she was a little nervous. She was like, I don't know if I'm going to. I said, listen, this is not about it being perfect. I want you to do it. Because she's really talented. And if I was going to share my art, I wanted the world to see her art too. If you look at the cover and then you look inside the book at the different sections, they correlate. Mm-hmm. So like there's blue moon and there's a moon. That's a moon like out there, not a sun. Mm-hmm. I like specifically wanted to do that. Blue blood is about royalty, so I wanted to have a crown on her. And then I'm holding kind of like a very small blue butterfly. That's just, you know, me. That's my brand. So yeah, there's just like little hints of like, this is kind of what this is about. And I wanted it to be on the water because a lot of my poetry and growth started on Tybee Island, where my parents live. I didn't grow up there. I grew up in Savannah, but not on Tybee. But I lived there for 3 months, and just that whole area just shifted my perspective, and it just molded me into who I am now. And so I wanted it to be like, I wanted the water to be in that. It was like very, very much needed, and she made it look beautiful. So that's what the cover is all about.
I love it. So which poem was your hardest to share with the public?
Oh my goodness. I feel like there's, and it's crazy. People are going to be like, you don't even know the titles of your poems. I've written so many. there is one I feel like I wrote, and it was, honestly, it was like the beginning of my relationship with my boyfriend now, which, who, by the way, my current boyfriend is my very first boyfriend ever, all time. And so, yeah. Okay. So we started dating like 3 years ago. So,
okay, love it. I'm feeling it.
Yes. So literally I wrote it though, because there was just so much like doubt in my mind, not about him, but more just about me. And it was like me being in this relationship and me like, am I like up for this? And I can't remember which one it is up in there. but it definitely like, it's about like, it was vulnerable for me because it was like, man, this is like my insecurities. And I wondered if people would read it in that way. I wondered if people would read it and be like, is she talking about like in a relationship or what? And part of me, I've been honestly, all of those poems that are like really sad that are in the like the sad portion of those poems were my very first ones, like ever trying to write, ever trying to do any of it. It was hard because I was in such a vulnerable state. Like, it was about a relationship that never happened, didn't actually come to fruition right after I got out of college. And I was just so torn up and so heartbroken because I felt like I was so secure in myself. And I was like, man, like, it just made me doubt everything. And then it made me like wonder, like, is it me? Is it him? Like, what's going on? Like, I feel like those poems are really, they're kind of difficult to share just because I'm like, those are my very first ones. And like, if you read those and then you read what I write now, you're like, I feel like there might be a gap in like, in like how she wrote back then versus now. So those ones are kind of a little hard to share, but yeah, I feel like anything that like I could tell you, like if you were to read a poem to me right now, and I could probably go back to the moment when I wrote it and why I wrote it and be like, yeah, but like because people don't know like the story behind it, unless you were like in my life at the time, I'm kind of like, okay, like I'm releasing this. Because maybe somebody else felt like this, just like this, and I'm going to just release it. And if somebody were to ask down the road about it, I might just tell you. So, yeah.
Okay. So what was your biggest obstacle trying to finish the book mentally?
I mean, I feel like every writer goes through this. I was just like, what if it's not good? what if, and it's not, that shouldn't have been my main focus. And the Lord definitely was like, it's not about it being good. It's about, you know, what I called you to do.
The content.
That right. was a big, like, mental struggle for me, too, was, like, it's not about being the best. It's about what you were called to do and what you were called to share. Yeah, I was worried. I was like, to put your all into something and then not know how people will receive it and whether people will judge you for it, whether it be about, like, the way I write or whether it be about the subject matter or whether it be about how the book was put together, like, but I know, like, when I thought about it, I was like, you know what, like, I'm the author, I know how it was put together, I know why it was put together the way it was. If someone wants to critique and be like, this don't make sense, that's on them, because, you know, you can ask questions. I feel like that's another thing. I feel like I wonder if art critics and critics of, like, books and music, like, you just kind of, do you just listen to it or do you just read it and you're like, nah, this is garbage, or, oh, this is good? Or do you ask questions? Do you ever ask questions? Are we supposed to, you know, like, in my mind, I was like, you know, if anyone were to critique it and they never asked me questions, in my mind, I'm like, whatever, then you have right. the right to ask questions, you know? And I have the right to either be like, I'm gonna tell you straight up what this is about, or be like, just interpret it the way you want to, you know? So I feel like, yeah, it was just the mental battle of like, is this gonna be a good thing? And good is very loosely defined. Like, are you talking about good, like, best-selling good? Or are we talking about, like, good for the soul? Or, you know, so that was just my mental struggle.
So what advice would you have for someone who's ready to or wants to write a book but doesn't know where to start?
I say you just start writing. And it's crazy that I say that. Because, and I feel like it's insane because, and not even insane, it's divinely timed. Because when I first started doing my blog, I actually started, like, this sub-cohort of people called Just Start Writing. And it was just this group of writers. Not even just, it was this group of writers that I said, hey, like, this is a group of writers where your writing is safe. Because I felt like growing up and being in school, like, people judged the way people wrote, and it just stopped people from wanting to do it. And I created this thing called Just Start Writing to be like, hey, like, just start writing. It doesn't matter what other people have to say. It doesn't matter, like, if people think it's garbage, like, you need to just start writing. And it could be about anything. Like I said, I started doing that blog and I was writing about parts of my day, what I ate, songs I listened to, how I felt. And in those moments, you will find what to write. And even if you do know what to write and you're like, well, I don't know how to get started again, you just got to start writing it. Just start, like, by piecing it. And it doesn't even have to flow, like, in the same direction as the book. I put all these poems together and was like, I know these are going to go in a book. Don't know how they're going to go in the book. I just know they're going to go in there. You don't have to have any sort of outline or structure. You just got to just do it. And the Lord will guide you. Like, that's another thing. Like, you think that's going to go one way and it's like, actually, I'm thinking you should probably do this. And it may not make sense, but I feel like the more that you find yourself and the more that you practice your writing, it'll just flow. It really will. And if you stop yourself and other people from blocking that, it's a big hurdle, especially the self. The self can be one of the biggest hurdles in a creative space, in a writing space. So if you can just look at yourself in the mirror and be like, stop. Like, you're not going to do this today. We are not going to stop the flow of creativity. We're not going to judge ourselves. We're just going to write how we feel, what we saw, et cetera, like what I'm thinking for this. And we're just going to do it. And I feel like that's, some people will be like, that's all the advice you got. You don't got no concrete. But, like, I feel like that's the most freeing thing.
That's something. Yeah.
It's the most freeing thing. Because I feel like if I were to tell you, no, you need to have some structure to it, that's pressure. And you should, like, writing something like this, writing something like a book that you want to release to the world should never feel like this is now or never, this is the end of the world, this is the end of my career. Like, it should never feel like that. It should be free flowing. It should be like, this is what I was called to do. Don't care if some critics are like, this is terrible. Like, I know I was called to do this. If you know you were called to do it, there ain't nothing nobody could tell you.
That's amen. Amen. That's to that. Look, that's the part right there. You also have a many, many, many other projects, including the Brown Skin Girl Project, which is a project that you host, right? Can you tell the people about what exactly the Brown Skin Girl Project is? And I believe this was your second time having the project this past year.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Brown Skin Girl Project started in the middle of the pandemic when everybody was in quarantine. And if you look on my Instagram, I do everything by like color blocks. Every month is a new color. And I was trying to come up with something for brown. And I was like, man, I was like, I mean, I'm brown. So technically, I could take a bunch of photos of me. And just, and I thought that to myself, I was like, I could take a bunch of photos of me and my friends who are brown. And like, that'll suffice. But I was like, I feel like, obviously, my page is about me. It's my page, but I really want my space and my brand to make sure that it supports Black women, brown women. And so I decided, I was like, I'm gonna interview some people, some Black women, brown women, and have them have this platform to display who they are, what they do, their passion, and if like they have a service, then like if you're in the Chattanooga area or in the area that they're in, wherever they're from, like you can go to them. And so it just opens up another, like, just another platform for them. Because even though they all have their own pages and their own websites and stuff, to have, just like what you're doing right now, just to have someone support you and to, like, feature you on their page, it's like you're opening up that avenue for other people to follow. So my followers can see you and they can follow you. Your followers can see me and they can follow me. So it's just like this
Hey,
mutual respect. It's just being like, yo,
right.
sis, I see you. I see you,
Right.
queen. And I, hats off to you,
Right.
So I wanted to be able to just, so I interviewed all these women and just discussed their passion and like why they love what they love and why they do what they do. And it's a whole month long thing in May. And I did it last year and I did it again this year in May. I feel like I had more people this year from my city specifically, because I think like it was the first year, it's just like the, unfortunately, it's like the guinea pig round sort of, because it's like your first. But like it still
Right.
was great. It was still awesome. And then the second year, I feel like a lot of people in my city were like, oh, she's doing this again. And so they wanted to like be a part of it. So it's been really nice to see the impact and to see like my followers be able to support them, even if they're not, again, in the same city or whatever, because again, just the value of sisterhood and the value of support. And I feel like people can be stingy with support, and it can really
Girl,
look,
so sad.
it doesn't make any sense to me, like at all. I'm like, why are we so stingy with who we support and why we support them? Like, even if they're doing something that's similar to you, like you said, you have a blog. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, don't follow Tanae's blog because you gotta be following mine. Like, if you follow her, you can't follow me. Why are we like
Right.
this? Why are we like this? Why are we so competitive? Like, we're different. People write different. People do music different. People do makeup differently. Like, we can do the same things and still support each other and still have each other's
Right,
back
because
and still be
everybody's gonna
like,
have their own flow, everybody's gonna have their own style, and really, honestly, none of it's gonna be the same.
and truly, yes, exactly. And really, when you think about it, like, if you were to try to take everything in for yourself, so for instance, I think of like a makeup artist. If one makeup artist tried to take all the clients in the city, first of all, they're gonna get burnt out and they're not gonna have enough time in the day to do it. Like, there's no way.
Right.
That's why there are multiple makeup artists, there's multiple nail shops, there's multiple things out here. So that way, if someone's booked, guess what? You can always go to this other person.
Right, and that's
I
okay.
mean, and that's okay. And yeah, maybe a different style than this other person, but maybe you gotta try something new. Like, we really have to be open to supporting each
Right,
other
expand.
and
Yeah.
expanding, because gosh, I feel like it's so brutal out here. It's brutal sometimes. And I feel
For
like
no
people try to play it
reason.
off. Like, no, we're not brutal to each other. And it's like, yeah, behind the scenes, girl, we got work
Right, it's
to
not
do.
until, like you said, it's not until you like make it or you quote unquote become somebody that people act like, oh, well, yeah, I've been rocking with them since the beginning.
And you know who've been rocking with you since the beginning. That's the thing. It's like,
Right.
yes, that's what I'm saying. It's like, why are we only supporting people when they make it? Why are we only giving them their roses when they somehow make it? Like, what? Why does why can't we say that you haven't made it, Tanae? Why can't we say that? You got a podcast. You're consistent. Why can't we say that you
Right, because you got a book.
Why can't we say that?
Concert? Like,
why can't we say that we haven't made it? Like, what's the definition? Why? What, we got to be friends with Drake? I'm just so good. Like,
honestly, I think people place the value of popularity on the white man's dollar, if we're just being honest about it. And it's like, and even as a black culture, it's like, I don't understand for us, because I'm part of the black culture, for us, right, being in a predicament where we know the majority of, you know, everybody's income is limited, you know what I'm saying? But everybody wants to flex, and you want to treat people some type of way, you know, because they're not wearing these $1,000 chains. It's like, why do you have $1,000 chain on right now? Like, where the hell are you going in this $1,000 chain, but to like this apartment where you live with five other people? Like,
exactly, girl. Yes. But for real, it's like, why are we so pressed about just the physical aspect of it? Why are we not talking about how people made it spiritually? Why are we not talking about how people have made it mentally? Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, everybody's so pressed, especially on social media. And that's why I really want to change the narrative on social media so bad. And that's why I try to be vulnerable, not like extreme, but like at least real on social media, because the amount of times I go on social media and I see things and people admit they are that it's fake, but they still post it.
Right.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess that's okay for you to do, but maybe that person's just scared and doesn't want to show their true selves. Okay. But why we gotta try to pretend like we're gonna flaunt, but then if I meet you in person, I'm expecting this other person, and then it's not you.
Right. And then you get upset if I call you on it.
Yes! Oh!
We gotta, like, how you walk around being fake, but then you get mad because I'm like, oh, you fake.
Oof, we gotta do better. We gotta do better. It's crazy out here. Anyway, we got in a whole rabbit hole tangent.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, because we are in the process of wrapping it up. So overall, what can we expect from you and Mishi Writes as a brand in the future?
Here's some general things. You can expect more poems. You can expect more writing from me. And also you can expect more, like, more old things, like old writings coming back. I'm learning how to not just have this attitude of something has to be new every single time. It has to be something new. I'm really trying to learn to rest in the work that I have done and be okay with it. So definitely look forward to just poetry, new or old, coming. I'm doing more poetry reading, so like reading from my book, doing more visuals like that, because honestly, y'all, that was an idea from my man who was like, you should do this. And I'm like, oh,
I know. I heard him in the beginning telling you not to be shy and stuff. I was like,
I don't even know. How do people like me be like, oh, I wrote a book, I'm about to read it, I'm nervous as crap in the beginning. I'm like, I don't know how to read it. Even though I wrote this, I don't know how to read it. So you can expect more readings from me. You can expect more photo shoots. Oh, that's another thing. I have like another account that's like private, but it's like more for like my fashion outfits, because I have a strict aesthetic on my thing, and sometimes I wear a cute outfit that doesn't fit the color, so I post it on my other Instagram because I'm like, I still look cute. It's gonna go somewhere. It gotta go somewhere.
I feel you. Somebody gonna see this.
Yes. So you'll see more photo shoots, whether it be on my main page, my other page. Honestly, just I feel like I'm writing out and trying to really just again rest in the work that I have done with the book, with just like making sure I promote it well. And yeah, I mean, honestly, to be honest, that's basically it. More blogs, obviously. I feel like I have ideas and I have things, but then, like we said, like life happens, things change, and then even so, like opportunities arise, and you never know. Like we're at the last, quarter of like
last quarter. It's crazy.
So anything can happen. Anything can happen. An email can come in your inbox. Yes, an email can come in your inbox and it can change your life. Like, you know, like, I could plan things
claiming
in the future.
Look,
but yes, claim it. Yes, like, manifest it. Like, literally, like, I could say, oh, this is all I'm going to do for the rest of the year. And then, yeah, get a phone call, get an email. Like, yo, mm-hmm. we need you here. Like, we would love to see this. You never know.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm just expecting whatever God has for me. And I know it's going to be good. So,
and amen to that.
But yes. Yes. I'm excited.
Amen to that. So, as they say, what can we do to support your brand?
So, you guys can follow me here on Instagram. I feel like I do most of my posting here, minus my actual blog. So, my blog is Mishiela, my full name. So, MISHEALA.com. That's like where I blog every week. Could just be little things, big things, etc. So you can follow me there. You can follow me here on Instagram. I feel like, oh, buy the book. Purchase the book on Amazon for sure. Also, didn't really touch on this again. I'm a million types of things, but I'm an editor. So if you need someone to edit your paper, I know we're in the school year, you in the middle of the school year. If you have a paper that's like, I need somebody to read over this because our eyes are deceiving. And even my eyes, girl. Like after I self-published my book, I literally handed it out to a handful of people and looked inside and was like, there are pages misspelled. Like, oh my God. So our eyes are deceiving. I would love to read over your paper. You can book me for services on there, proofreading. I edit, honestly, college papers, books. So if you need editing for your book, I got you. Like, just go on my website, which is mishiwrites.com. Check all that stuff out. Book me. Or, you know, you could just cash at me. I mean, like, you know, cash at your favorite poet, you know, a couple bucks.
For sure.
You know? So, yeah. That's what it is.
Love it. All that good stuff from one of my favorite compulsive creators. Absolutely love it. Would like to say thank you so much for joining us on the Melanin Mic today. Of course, you guys can catch us here on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. We'll be back. Yes, y'all can catch us on the Melanin Mic podcast, which is available on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. And you can check us out on MelaninMic.com for all merch. If you haven't already, make sure you love on somebody today. Mishi, did you have anything for the people?
Oh my gosh. Yes, just breathe. That just hit me just now, because I feel like in this moment, as we just said, the last quarter of 2021, it can get hectic. You can feel like you're being rushed. Like, I gotta do something before the year's over. I gotta do something before the month is over. Just breathe. It's going to be all right. Whatever you got going, it's okay. It can wait. Take a moment for you. That's all I got to say. So I'm Amen. So happy to be on here, and I'm honored. Thank you so much for having me.
I am honored. Thank you for agreeing to be a guest, sparking this conversation with me, taking some time out of your Tuesday to come talk to us on the Melanin Mic. And you are always welcome. If you have any new projects that you're coming out with, you need some announcements to make, we're here. We're available. We're platform for you, girl.
Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later, girlie. Bye, guys.
Bye.